Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to our special edition of the Dr. Pat Show. Back by popular demand, we've added this hour to our lineup, and we want to welcome you. Say hello to everybody out there that's been listening to us for the past couple hours. I think that if you have, you know, we've got a little theme going on here right now. And, you know, who better than to bring in to top this off? And boy, I'll tell you, for those of you that were calling into the last show and so forth, this is the show that's all about the solution, the gift of self-compassion with Dr. Friedemann Schaub of Cellular Wisdom, but also the author of the amazing award-winning best-selling book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. You can go to the website, thefearandanxietysolution.com, lots of information. But I also want to say for those of you listening, Dr. Friedemann also does a free telephone consultation with you and conversation. And I want to just say to you that this is a way you can open the door for yourself, for your situation, to get some help. We've had the honor of having various folks join us throughout the time that Dr. Friedman's here, people that have worked with him, so that we can all understand what the world of possibilities looks like. Doesn't matter where you are now, what you're suffering from, what has happened to you in your past, what relationships you're no longer in, what relationships you're trying to get in, the money in your bank account, or any or all of the above. This show is about how you can look within, take care of within, and understand what self-compassion is about. Dr. Friedemann Schaub has been somebody that is a regular on our show. You know, he is our go-to person when it comes to looking at breaking through. And that is what he's known for. He works with people all over the globe, and he has created an accelerated personal breakthrough and empowerment program, which combines mind-activating technologies such as NLP, energy psychology, medical hypnotherapy, timeline therapy, and a wide range of amazing skills he brings from medicine and science to the forefront. What I want to say about this is a show that's going to open up a lot of doors. And what I want to invite all of you to do is if you are tuning in for the previous shows, if you have a question still about how to break through to your greatest self, then this will be the show for you. 425-373-5527 would be the number to call in. Dr. Friedemann, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show. This is a great, great topic for today. And boy, if you were tuning in to the past 2-3 hours, when did I start? 8 o'clock this morning. You would have a deep, deep, deep appreciation for why this topic is so important right now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to tune in. So fill me in. What happened in
the
first 2 hours?
Well, I think you've said it best. The holidays are around the corner. You know, this is the time to show love and appreciation to people we care about. And we go ahead and do that. But we get stuck sometimes because there may be people that we're not ready to let go of. We're not ready to forgive. People who may have done us wrong. But then we get stuck. What are we planning to do for the holiday season? How are we going to step out into the world? And what does acceptance mean? Phones are already ringing, Eric. So that's going to be kind of fun. So let's talk about self-compassion if we could.
Well, I think self-compassion is really the gift you can give yourself during the holidays. And I think it's also something that we need, especially during this time. And, you know, when it comes to especially the stressful time, you know, holidays are, unfortunately for most of us, at least when we go towards them, really stressful. It's something there a lot of people feel overwhelmed, they feel anxious, they feel worried. And it's a time where, unfortunately, many of us are beating ourselves up and judging ourselves or criticizing ourselves or comparing ourselves. So all these things we tend to do that, unfortunately, make us feel smaller, make us feel more contracted, and make us feel worse about ourselves. And the antidote, or one of the most healing energies that we need in those times, is really self-compassion. And that's really what I want to talk about today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and I will tell you, I'll give you a sneak preview of what the previous shows have been about. The shows were about, we started off with Marla Martinson talking about dating and talking about how to connect with people. And how to do it, you know, if you've suffered through divorce or any number of things. So we have a theme coming up. And, you know, it's interesting, Dr. Friedman. I'm not sure how much you connect with the energies and astrology and so forth. But here's what I've noticed. And this is really good news. It may not sound like it when I say it. This is really the time to break through in your own vernacular. This is the time to break through. And what's happened in 2013, my sense is from a lot of people, is they have really faced themselves. They face themselves. They face their lives. They face their situations. Some people have stepped in to care for others. And some folks have had to step away. And now, what is the missing link? Self-compassion. That's why I say your show, coming at the time it's coming now, is significant. Because most of the time we're in the doing mode, walking away, trying to take care of ourselves, letting go of things that don't serve us, which is the theme right now, without the idea that we're going to step into the true nature of joy. So there you have it in a nutshell.
That sounds, you know, just right on. And I feel what you just said is so true. That this is certainly a time where people are more or less forced to face themselves and also break through those limitations. But see, when we are facing challenges or rejections or hurt, or we are looking at our own failures or mistakes, what happens usually is just that we are doing the opposite of self-compassion. We do beat ourselves up. We feel separate and cut off from the rest of the world. So many people feel, based on their past or based on the feedback from others, not good enough or different and not fitting in. And all of those things disconnect them more and more from themselves and their truth. And self-compassion is certainly one bridge that can lead you back to yourself. And, you know, of course, when you have self-compassion, and you really feel connected to this energy, then there is also much more room to have compassion for others. It's a real game changer when you are able to access and practice self-compassion.
All right. How do we know? Before we get to the phones, we have a caller. Pammy, we're going to get right to you in a hot second. How do we know that we're lacking self-compassion? Because I think this is really the key here, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, it doesn't matter how many degrees that, you know, you go get. There is a layer of the emotional body that many of us are unskilled with even knowing and recognizing it. So can you talk and give us a couple examples here of what we should be tuning into to know that we're even lacking self-compassion?
Well, first of all, what's your self-talk? So how often you are critical, disapproving of yourself, how often you judge whatever you did, and obsess about maybe things that were not so perfect, or you wonder how embarrassing you behaved once again. All of those things are signs of you lacking kindness and compassion for yourself. Another thing is that when you compare yourself and you always feel like you're coming up short, when you look mostly outside and wonder what people are thinking, or just really see criticism as a direct reflection of who you are, another way of missing out in self-compassion. And then there is this deep sense of loneliness, this deep sense of just not belonging that makes you basically feel like you're not really a part of this world, and which a lot of people unfortunately feel. They feel this being cut off from the rest. That's also a sign that there is a lack of this connection through self-compassion.
Wow. One of the things we're going to do is we've got a caller calling in. For those of you out there that want a little help for this and want to connect today, this is the right show. We're going to also tell you how you can connect with Dr. Friedman Schaub directly. We're going to take a short break. Pammy, when we come back, we're going to bring you right on. We're talking today about self-compassion. Very, very important. You know, you heard me talk during the last show of how important it is, you know, that old airplane metaphor. You know, when that oxygen mask comes down, your job is to put it on you first. One of the hardest things, counterintuitive. When we come back, we're going to find out why. Pammy, we're going to bring you on. Stay tuned, everyone. Dr. Friedman Schaub in the house. We'll be right back.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, today's topic, it's a juicy one. You know, it's one that we love, and especially when we have somebody like Dr. Friedman Schaub that is showing up to take this conversation on. But this is not new for him. He works with people all over the world and helps them break through whatever it is that's going on in your life. The Fear and Anxiety Solution is his book. He runs teleseminars, classes, works with individuals. But the point is that today's show is about self-compassion, because without it, And I know what it's like to live in that place of not having self-compassion for a large part of my life. And it is not the truth of who we are. Dr. Friedman, thank you for joining us. How about we go to the phones and chat with Pammy right now?
Yeah, perfect.
Great. Eric? Hey, Pammy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Friedman and Dr. Pat. How are you guys doing?
Pammy, it's great to talk with you. Thank you for calling in. How can we support you today?
Well, I have a lot of fear and anxiety, and I really need to rebuild my compassion for myself.
Mm.
And I think I'm more critical of myself than other people because, you know, I enjoy to be have those good feelings and feel confident in myself, and it just, yeah, and I'm having a hard time with that. So I don't know if somehow you can direct me in the right direction or have any suggestions or...
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think self-compassion is actually something that's different from confidence. You know, when you have self-compassion, you actually come first from a place of understanding and acceptance of what you are and who you have been showing up as in the world. And that may not be always up to what you would like to, but with self-compassion, you're actually looking at the whole picture of your past and you're understanding, okay, these are the patterns that I have been repeating, the anxiety patterns, for example. You know, lots of our anxiety patterns are about beating ourselves up, making ourselves smaller, trying to keep up, and so we compare ourselves with others. I mean, these are all patterns that cause us to feel worried, insecure, afraid. And when we don't have compassion for that, but we are seeing this as weakness or something that is not good enough about ourselves, naturally, we are just putting more fuel into this inner turmoil because we are feeling even more not good enough and even more flawed. So just stepping back and realizing where it comes from and really seeing the bigger picture.
I understand everything that you're saying there. The only thing is, I'm getting it from the other thing is people are making me feel, you know, it's the opposite of what you're saying. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's people, I'm not feeling that people give me the self-compassion or are understanding me and stuff, and so I'm trying to, you know, but...
How do you respond to when people don't do that? What do you do?
Well, I try to explain it away, and sometimes they just don't understand or something, and I guess I feel just sort of just stupid just trying to explain it because I don't feel like I should have to explain it because I've always haven't been this way. I've been always a very, you know, confident in myself, I love to help and bring people's their self-esteem up and things like that. So, but I guess when...
So why does
like
it bother
this,
you when people don't understand you?
Because they have had situations where they were wrong and they blame me for it, and so they are looking at me differently, and which has caused me a tremendous amount of stress and anxiety, and I don't know how to approach them because they're already got their judgment or their opinion of me now. But they're not thinking about who I used to be, which I'm still that person. It's just that I'm trying to build up my, you know, my compassion, my love for myself again, saying, you know, Tam, you're okay. You are working hard on this. And
Well, I think that's really important for you because it sounds like that although you had a foundation of confidence due to other people not giving you the feedback, the approval, or the understanding that you actually feel like you deserve, that foundation has some cracks, and that got shaken up. But that doesn't really, and this is really a good example of how the breakthrough through those, you know, feelings of anxiety and insecurity is not about trying to convince other people of, well, I am a good person, but really stepping away and gaining again an understanding of yourself. And really building first your own foundation again. You don't have to make other people believe in you if you believe in yourself. And that's really, something that I would recommend.
I just started picking that up just like in the past couple of weeks. I just started saying, you know what, why am I trying so hard to sit there and prove something to them when I need to do this for myself?
Right. Right.
And, you know, that's also, Dr. Pat and I talked in the break about how people were really facing often betrayal and breakups and had to let go of other people or the circumstances that no longer serve them.
Yeah.
And the challenge is when we let go of something that we often fall into this illusion of that there is a void, that there is something we feel untethered, we don't have anything to hold on to, we feel the, environment we are used to is all of a sudden gone, and it's disorienting. And and then we get into more the panic of looking again for something outside of us to replace it, which obviously is exactly the opposite, because that's, where we repeat the same stories over and over again. So self-compassion and actually slowing down your pace and saying, okay, this is just a sign for me that because I have cleared all this clutter around me, that I can more clearly see what's actually inside of me. That's certainly, the time for you to do that. And you will notice what you find is not the projections from other people. What you find is actually that what you apparently all along knew is your truth. And you can just, through the contrast on how people were treating you in the past, commit even stronger to that. Because the contrast made you realize, that's not me. I'm the person that I see and feel and was, also trying to be for these other people. And I'm trying to remember this and get that footing and that groundedness in that person back again. But that takes also the introspection.
You said something about, that void in your life because of all this.
Yeah.
You know what I did? We went and got a little puppy. And so far, this past 2 weeks, I'm starting to feel like a person that is like a mother. I'm feeling like I'm important. Mm-hmm. And so that is probably what started helping me and realizing that I don't have to. Sorry about that. Feeling like I had to depend on my family or somebody else to give me that because I can get it myself by just having the puppy and it has helped. So that's what.
Well, first of all, Pammy, thank you for calling in. I do want to say something to you for a minute. And I don't know if you've had a chance to listen before, but here's what I want to say. The thing that I got aware of this year for myself was acceptance. It is a little light bulb went on over Thanksgiving. I spent Thanksgiving being in service. And a light bulb went on, and I realized all of the areas of my life that I wasn't accepting. And what I mean by that is that Dr. Friedman talked about this before, where we are constantly analyzing ourselves, especially, look, we're not on our own planet, so we're going to look at ourselves in relationship to other people. That's our nature. But what we're talking about here today is to move beyond that. That's a temporary stage. You know, self-compassion has to do with you having compassion for yourself as if you were on the planet by yourself, not dependent upon other people or past relationships. And and sometimes you make a decision, whether it's to bring a puppy into your life or to let go of relationships that don't serve you. So it sounds like that, you are on the right path. Wouldn't you say, Dr. Friedman?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love it what you said about the puppy because, it's sometimes so much easier for us to have this compassion, which is naturally actually a heart opener for such a vulnerable and innocent being like a puppy. But we benefit from it, actually, because it is something that, we feel this energy is flowing through us and we have access to this resource that this puppy is evoking inside of you. So I highly recommend to you when you are with this puppy just to also take time to bathe yourself in the warm, loving feelings that you have for this animal and just really feel like, you know, I can actually be that kind and that supportive and that committed to myself.
That's what I'm doing. I'm the love and that we, yes, exactly. And it's wonderful and it's helping me a little bit more. So
Awesome.
And listening to your show, too, it helps me out a lot, too. I love it.
Thank you, Pammy. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Awesome. Dr. Friedman, before we go to break, can you take a moment to just give folks some information about how they can have a free consultation with you, how they can find out more about your work? And then when we come back, you know, what we'll talk about is this idea of compassion and why it's so important, and also what are some of the mistruths about it or misunderstandings about it. Please give your website.
You can go to thefearandanxietysolution.com. It's thefearandanxietysolution.com in one word, or you can also visit the other website, cellularwisdom.com. And if you are interested in the individual sessions and the personal breakthrough and empowerment program, just send us an email, and I'm happy to find a time to talk with you about what your challenges are and how the work I'm offering can help you overcome them.
All right. Let's take a short break, Eric. When we come back, we'll be talking with Dr. Friedman about, a couple of different things. One of the things in particular is, you know, why do we go through this and what we can do about it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess they'll never know how a young heart, how it really feels.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective. Learn to heal yourself and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
And they called it puppy love, just because we're 17.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is our self-compassion show, and who better to talk with me about that than Dr. Friedman Schaub, founder of Cellular Wisdom. You can get a copy of his book because the book is amazing, as it's been recognized worldwide, award-winning book. His work is recognized worldwide. He has clients from all over the globe. And last time Dr. Friedman was on, we happened to have a woman from Dubai that actually called into the show and talked about her own journey. Boy, I'll tell you, that's courage. Coming on live U.S. air, a woman from Dubai. So, you know, all of you that call in, Pammy just called in and talked about her struggle. And this is how... Dr. Friedman, this is how we create this new collective consciousness, right? 10 years ago, this kind of radio was in its infancy stage. And I have to tell you, this network I'm on right now, KKNW, and people like Rob and Brenda, who actually started this before me, they're on in the morning. What time are they on? 6 or 7? When is Rob on? Rob and Brenda, they on
7 a.m.
7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Rob and Brenda, for those of you early birds, tune into their show.
Conscious Talk.
Tune into Conscious Talk in the morning. Get your day started in the morning. This station here has been pivotal. And I'm telling you, 10, 12 years ago, nope, nothing like it. Even today, there isn't an AM station on the planet except for Transformation Talk Radio now, WBLQ, that is going to play this kind of programming. And so this is really what's shifting in the world, Dr. Friedman. So, you know, having you here become a spokesperson to just watch your success, this has been so cool for me to take this journey with you, knowing that your gifts are far beyond your books and how well received you'd be. It really is an honor. But I know your personal story, if I might say, began with understanding self-compassion. So did mine. And I just got a new dose of it here a month ago, right? So we're not immune.
Right. Well, I think self-compassion is something that is asked personally from me, you know, pretty much every day. Because, you know, whenever you put yourself out there and you want to, you know, really show up as yourself and help people to also find their path and to help them to also increase their level of self-understanding, self-worth, and self-compassion. Whenever you put yourself out there, there are also, of course, people that are projecting at you or not really happy with what you have to say or disappointed with what you have to offer. And, of course, that's a moment where it's easy for all of us to fall into this self-bashing and self-criticism and self-doubting. And so self-compassion is certainly a good friend. And it's a practice that I believe we all need in these times more and more, because our world and our society isn't really focusing so much on self-compassion. It's really more preached that you have to either win or you're going to lose. You have to be number one, number two, three, four, doesn't really count. You have to be the best in something, otherwise you're basically out. So there is this whole stress and competition that we get already in kindergarten pretty much entrained with. And so there is no real room for self-compassion. And some people believe self-compassion, either it's selfish, you're way too self-centered, or it's self-pity, or it just means that there is something wrong with you, that you have to be compassionate with yourself. So it's definitely often a misunderstanding that self-compassion is more a sign of weakness than it's actually a real force within that grounds you. And I find self-compassion is kind of the basis for self-esteem and confidence.
Right.
You know, when you do have self-compassion, you really do have, like gravity, you have a foundation. You have a foundation of acceptance. You have a relationship with yourself that is kind, that is supportive, and that really embraces you for more who you are and not so much for all the things that you're doing or supposed to do. And then confidence or self-esteem is much more about, you know, this belief, I am capable, I can reach my goals, I can show up in the world, which is a much more active energy, which is also quite important, of course, when we do want to follow our purpose or create the life that we want. But again, there's something about self-compassion that gives you just a centeredness that you can always find your way back to. And it's certainly a very nurturing and helpful energy to have, especially during the holidays where we used to give out and give and share and basically try to make other people happy. Having a good dose of self-compassion every day just really keeps you filled with positive energy.
You know, I there was an acronym that I came up with a bunch of years ago when I started crust busting, and I'd love to just you just reminded me of it as you were speaking, and I came up with the acronym ACE. You know, you have to be ACE, the ace in your own game. And someone said to me, "What does that mean?" I said, "Self-acceptance, self-compassion, and self-esteem." And in my mind, in my own personal journey, that was the order that worked for me. I'm not saying that that has to be an order, but that is the order that did work for me. Because without self-acceptance, right? And I have to tell you, you know, you're talking to a chick here that was homeless at 17, that was begging for quarters in the Port Authority in New York. And, you know, I had to go through a large part of my life to realize, you know what, dude, that's okay. That's okay.
Right.
I accept that part of who I am. And as a matter of fact, I just recently started to talk about this. So can you imagine how many years I carried all of that sludge with me, Dr. Friedman, right? But now it's important for me to share this because I know you know this. This is the busiest time right now, people that are in your profession, my profession, others. This is one of the busiest years that I'm here and that folks have ever had in five, six years right now. And I really do believe that we're coming to an awakening. But self-acceptance and self-compassion, without those two, I don't know how you get good self-esteem. Do you?
Well, I think it's harder because, you know, then you fall into the trap of believing that you always have to prove yourself, because self-esteem for many people is so associated and attached to their external successes or what other people are thinking of them. Of course, it boosts you, but like the caller just said, when this is taken away from you and people are no longer giving you that positive feedback, you may also fall into a big hole because it's not really grounded in a self-awareness. And I think self-acceptance is a starting point, but self-compassion really opens you up more. This is, you know, when I think about you sitting in the street corner asking for quarters, I mean, my heart goes out for you. And there is a compassion for this younger person that I can imagine sitting there and feeling lost that you probably have also, that, you know, when you think back at yourself, that this was a hard time and your heart is going out for yourself. One of the rules or one of the keys for learning how to be more self-compassionate is really just to think about that you can actually treat yourself how you are used to treat others that you care and love about. And I think that's really important because we all do have that ability to be compassionate, and usually we are. And unfortunately, the people that are the worst to themselves are often the kindest and the nicest to others. So if you're just observing yourself, how do you speak with someone who is down on themselves? How do you just listen to them? How do you maybe just make them a tea and, you know, just set some kind of a space for this person to slow down, breathe, and relax. I mean, we all had these moments where a friend or a family member needed us, and then we were there, and we didn't judge, we didn't make them feel bad, we didn't panic with them. We just stayed on the solid ground of compassion, and we could see a transformation in this person, you know, where there's just maybe an opening or maybe just a relaxation that beforehand wasn't possible. Mm-hmm. And that what we can offer others, we can learn from, and also then treat ourselves in the same way. And treat ourselves not only when we are out and down,
right,
but actually treat ourselves when we feel good.
Right.
Because you don't want to learn how to drive on ice. You want to not learn how to do self-compassion,
right,
when you are already in a state of sadness or despair. You want to practice it when you do actually feel fairly stable and calm.
I love that you just said that. You're absolutely right. Right. You just reminded me of a story. I learned how to drive a stick shift. Okay, so just so you know, real quick, I have a minute before we go to break. My birthday's in December. Actually, it's next week, right? So you can imagine that, you know, I get my driver's license this time of year, right? Because that's what everybody does. You know, you go practice, you get your driver's license. You know, so here is exactly an example of what not to do. Don't learn how to drive a stick shift in 6 inches of snow. We're going to, you just described my life right there. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the misconceptions of self-compassion. What is it? And, you know, and maybe the next show we should do is on acceptance. Wow.
I like that.
I like that. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the show.
Faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Mm-hmm. Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
And it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time away.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Great to be hanging with you today. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. Before we kind of go on, and we're going to give we're going to share some tips right now about self-compassion. But before we do, Dr. Friedemann, it'd be really good if you just one more time give out your website and also your 800 number, because folks do free consultations with you, and that is so important to get this flow rolling now. Go ahead if you would.
The website is thefearandanxietysolution.com, and you can call it 866-903-6463 or 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D. But, of course, when you go to the website, you find the number there as well, and you can also just fill out a form. On the Fear and Anxiety Solution website, there are these anxiety self-test videos. There's a lot of information that already can get you started also on the path of self-compassion.
Awesome. Phones are still ringing here. All right, give us some tips, if you would.
Well, you know, naturally, what we already talked about, the gist of self-compassion is understanding, acceptance, kindness, and gentleness. And I think it's really important that we learn to be gentle with ourselves. And that can really just mean that you are changing when you talk to yourself, not only how you talk to yourself in terms of the contents, and I think there are many ways of changing your negative self-talk. Some of them are also on the website and you can find in the book, but also the tone of voice. You know, how often do we actually internally hear a very harsh voice? And sometimes I ask people, so who do you actually hear talking to yourself when you hear these negative thoughts? And it's a teacher or the stern father or the older brother. It's amazing how in our mind the tone of voice can actually make us feel anxious, this inner tone of voice. So just really practicing to talk with a calm and more gentle tone of voice can already change this inner atmosphere. I like also when you are feeling that I need to really practice right now self-compassion, a very simple exercise, which basically brings you back into this more centered place. Now, one of the things when we are down, when we are feeling upset or anxious, is that we are bottling up these emotions and they are spinning in circles within us and making us just more and more confused and also more and more emotional. So just like you would with a friend, give yourself time to let this all out. So for 2 minutes, just write on a piece of paper all of these things that you really feel like are right now not working, all the emotions that are bothering you, everything that's just going in and on inside of you, put it out. Just vomit it on the paper and just feel like, okay, this is just what a friend would do or I would do with a friend, that I share what's really going on. And then you go into the opposite. For the next 2 minutes, you're going to write down either the things that you would hear from a loving friend, or if you would be this loving friend, things that you would say to someone who was just, you know, putting it all out there for the last 2 minutes. So really just set yourself into this place of the one who was listening and now kindly and with understanding responding. Take 2 minutes of that. And then take this energy that you have generated with this positive, compassionate, understanding 2 minutes and put it into your hand, into your right hand. Imagine that this energy is just like the soothing balm that you really feel someone, in this case yourself, has created for you. And then put this hand onto your heart. and really feel the warmth of your hand on your heart. And imagine that this is that soothing, healing energy that makes your heart relax, feel more safe, and makes your heart feel more open. The physical touch, this little hug that you give yourself, goes a long way, because you're really using not only the thoughts and the emotions, you use the sensations and the energy, and all inside of you is absorbing this and taking this on and automatically feeling so much more comforted and also treated with this compassion. It's a wonderful little exercise that when you practice it, as I said, not in the emergency situations, but just really right now when things are okay and you just may be a little bit worried about what to buy Uncle Joe for Christmas, just practice this and just notice how healing it can be.
Well, I think part of this is, you know, getting in and connecting the head with the heart. I mean, let's spend a minute to talk about that. You know, a lot of times we hear self-compassion, we get a little confused by that, right? Our mind wants us to think it's a mind thing. Compassion, the word in itself, is, you know, a feeling kind of word. And we get a little confused as if we can will compassion into our mind. What is the relationship of between the mind and the heart when it comes to compassion?
Well, it's really leading you from the mind to the heart. I mean, this is the longest journey, as they say, but it's also the most rewarding one. And when you are, of course, in that upset state or in the state of feeling down, you're much more in your mind and not centered in your heart. And that's the thing about compassion. Sometimes it doesn't really need words. I just worked with a client today about recognizing what an amazing, compassionate person she has always been, who was abused by her mother and pretty much ostracized by her family, and now in her 50s being able to really forgive them all and celebrate Thanksgiving together and just have understanding and compassion for them. Just the realization that she actually has such an enormous quality of compassion brought her into an awareness of herself that you cannot necessarily describe with words, but it just, everything inside of her shifted. Her whole physiology changed, and she just felt almost as if finally she had come home. And that's what self-compassion does for you. You don't have to necessarily know why you can be self-compassionate. It can be also simply a letting yourself gently fall into this state by using some of these tools. But when you're in there, what you're going to feel is just a, really like a warm, gentle, safe, comforting, and somewhat fuzzy feeling, which is great. It's really, really a place that doesn't require words.
I love that. You know, Dr. Friedman, thank you so much for joining me here today. One last question. What's your personal message? What would you love to leave us with right now?
Well, I would recommend to really practice until the holidays. Start now. Self-compassion, so that you can actually really give the gift of who you are to those people that you share the holidays with. Don't wait until the last moment. Practice it now, because with that sense of self-compassion, you will be also the catalyst for others to find more compassion for themselves.
I love it. Thank you so, so very much for all that you do. I don't know. What do you think about talking about acceptance next time?
I think next time will be January, and I think it's the perfect time to start the year.
Yeah, I think it's a great topic. Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful 2014. Certainly, that's what we're holding for everyone. And again, thank you so much for all that you do. One more time, give out your website. Let folks know how to get a copy of your book, if you would.
It's the fearandanxietysolution.com or cellularwisdom.com, 866-903-MIND, 866-903-6463 is the phone number. And I want to thank all of you who have been listening to my interviews throughout this year and the years before, and I'm looking forward to reconnecting and sharing the things I'm passionate about in the next year.
We love it! Thank you guys for tuning us in, turning us on. Eric, thank you for another fabulous day, another fabulous show, and as always, a great choice of music. Thank you.
Thank you.
And all of you that are listening, I want to thank all of the listeners that have called in today. You are amazing. And I want to thank all of you that haven't called in today, because by holding a consciousness of compassion, as I know you do when you listen to the show, you help rise all of us up. And that is really our theme as we go into next year. You'll hear us talk more about what it means to rise up, what it means to shine, and how can you step into your true calling, and that is to shine a great light on a world that's sometimes dark. All right, everyone. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you, because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday. Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.